Oh, it's been eventful so far, this Tour de France, and we cross to Lyon and Mike Tomolaris. G'day, Mike.
Hello, Slats. Hello, TK. I come to you with a bit of a heavy heart. Picked up the news. Richie Porte is out of this race, out of this Tour de France, and the way he ended his campaign, just shocking. He has crashed out on a descent on a grueling day in the Alps. Oh boy, I'm still trying to get my head around it because we had such high hopes for Richie. He ended up on the grassy part of a bitumen road. His bike ended up in the ditch. He was travelling at a very fast speed along with three or four others in his group. Slid across the roadway, ended up in the embankment. Lucky not to have, very, very serious. The injuries are very serious, but it could have been a lot worse, if you know what I mean. He's got himself a broken clavicle, a broken pelvis. He is in a hospital in Chambéry, a town in the Alps, and he is out of the Tour. And it comes as really shocking news because on the stage today, seven category climbs, three uncategorized climbs. In other words, very long, very steep roads. He was the strongest rider in this race, and he attacked Chris Froome prior to the accident and looked so good, looked so strong. And for this to happen, well, it's absolutely devastating for those of us who have followed him after 9 days and those of us who are cheering him on. And to learn that he's in hospital in a really bad way, well, that's the reason for my dejected tone in the voice.
Yeah, I totally get it, Mike. So how did he get on the inside? Like, was it a concentrate? Was he grabbing a bottle?
He
wouldn't have been at that pace.
You've got to remember, Slats, these guys have been at it for 180 kilometres. Mm. They're on the final climb. They clear the summit. They're on the descent. These roads are very narrow. They're very dangerous. There was a bit of moisture on the road as a result of rain as well. And I don't know what went wrong with Richie. He was in a small group of three or four. The others negotiated this slight bend. Richie just miscalculated the bend. I'm not exactly sure what happened.
Strange,
perhaps he could tell us more. Mm. It's all very strange. Everybody else just stood upright. Richie just miscalculated. Perhaps it was a lack of concentration. All it takes is a split second on a descent when you're traveling at 80 kilometres per hour on what is basically a dog track. Mm. And, you get unstuck. And for Richie, well, there was blood streaming from his face. The medic turned up almost immediately. Richie was responding verbally, but we didn't realise at the time how bad the injuries are. And as I say, I come to you from France. He's in hospital in a bad way.
Look, I know he's gone to the right-hand side of the road and he hit the embankment. If he went to the left, he was going down a cliff.
That's where his bike went.
Correct.
And there was another incident, mate, involving Froome and Fabio.
Yeah, get this. You might remember a few days ago when Peter Sagan was kicked out of the race for using an elbow on Mark Cavendish.
Yep.
Well, there was a moment at... You have a look at the race today, if you can, at 30.7 kilometres. Chris Froome tries to push Fabio Aru off the road. Now, it's very obscure, but it is there. It's video evidence that hasn't been picked up by the chief judge, the commissaire. Now, this same judge used video evidence to kick Peter Sagan out of the race very early in this tour. Chris Froome has got away with a violent act, as far as I'm concerned. Make up your own mind, but at 30.7 kilometres, I'll say it again, 30.7 kilometres to go, he tries to use a shoulder, a bit like rugby league, I guess, the shoulder charge, to push Fabio Aru. And in doing so, almost collected a few spectators on the side of the road. Now, Chris Froome's actions came after Fabio Aru attacked Chris Froome when he needed... mechanical assistance some 10 minutes earlier. Chris Froome put his arm up. He had a puncture or needed a wheel change or something. And there's one thing you don't do in the sport of world cycling is you attack the yellow jersey when he needs mechanical assistance. It's a gentleman's agreement. It's an unwritten rule that's existed for decades, perhaps centuries.
Right.
But you don't do it. What Fabio Aru did was wrong, cheeky, and as payback, Chris Froome, just a few minutes later, when he caught the peloton, when he caught Aruth, decided, well, I'm going to use my shoulder and get you back for what you did.
Wow. Well, it's all happened over
the
weekend.
Very controversial.
Are we flat stage next, or are we climbing?
Well, no, look, listen, it's a rest day.
Okay.
How Australian viewers are going to try and get through this tour now is going to be a bit difficult. We do have Michael Matthews still in this race. Another thing, Chris Froome has lost Geraint Thomas. He fell off his bike because of the conditions as well, moist conditions, and has broken the collarbone. So Team Sky is somewhat vulnerable, but I've got to say there are many teams less riders tonight, because apart from the crashes, and there were many riders that came down, a lot of riders, up to 60 of them, didn't make the time cut. You've got to make the time after a certain period of time on mountain stages like this. And because of the grueling conditions, the high country, seven categories, a lot of riders will not make it to the start line after tomorrow's rest day because they just haven't made the time cut. So we're down to about 120 riders from the 198 that started 9 days ago. So it's a very depleted Tour de France, a very controversial, a very chaotic day, carnage, what have you, on the road. I've never seen anything quite like it.
No, good on you, Mike. Thanks for that update. Talk again tomorrow.